The Attorney General and Republican Party of Wisconsin have no grounds to force the Government Accountability Board to conduct voter registration checks, according to a ruling issued Thursday morning by Dane County Judge Marianne Sumi. The judge dismissed a lawsuit against the board filed by the Department of Justice.
No violation of state or federal law regulating the conduct of elections is about to occur or has occurred. And the Attorney General has presented no other basis upon which this court could act.
Sumi says the Attorney General failed to show the GAB was violating the federal Help America Vote Act.
The complaint must therefore be dismissed for failure to state a claim upon which relief, whether by mandamus, injunction, or declaration of rights, may be granted.
Sumi says any effort to enforce HAVA would have to come on the federal level.
HAVA has authorized the United States Attorney General to bring a civil action against any state in federal court as may be necessary to carry out the election administration provisions of HAVA.
DOJ spokesman Kevin St. John says the decision was disappointing.
The Attorney General believes that he has the ability and the authority and even the duty to enforce state election law in state court.
St. John says the department will appeal the decision, even if it means carrying on the case past Election Day.
We'd like to be in compliance by Election Day, but there are going to be future elections. The case does not become moot if we can't get there by Election Day.
GAB attorney Lester Pine says Thursday's ruling should be a relief to voters.
The citizens of this state have no reason to be concerned that the elections laws of this state and the federal elections laws are not being enforced properly.
Pine says the decision vindicates the board. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.